In 2012, a federal study revealed nearly half of Pittsburghers live in a food desert. That means they don't have easy access to fruits and vegetables, which can have major negative effects on their nutrition and health. As part of a week-long series exploring inequity in Pittsburgh, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis reports that researchers believe empty storefronts and a lack of amenities could be just as harmful.
This area is called Sugar Top. It was called Sugar Top because everybody up here, when my mom and I were growing up, everybody up here was rich.
Lavette Wagner works with the RAND Corporation, a nonprofit policy research organization gathering data on neighborhood health in the Hill District. It's a project with personal meaning.
I was born and raised in the Hill District. I'm very sentimental.
The Hill District is a historically diverse neighborhood. It was once thriving, loaded with small grocers, stores, and jazz clubs. But in the 1960s, an urban redevelopment project severed the neighborhood from downtown.
The stores and the things we did have, and then I watched those things disappear.
Now the Hill is mostly low-income African Americans. By 2010, the median household income for the Hill was under $28,000. The last grocery store had shut down in the early 1980s, and health outcomes in the neighborhood have not been great. According to 2010 census tract data, median age of death in the Middle Hill is about 72. Obesity is estimated to be about 60%. Compare that to Shadyside, where a median life expectancy is 10 years longer, and the obesity rate is estimated to be under 15%. In 2013, after a long campaign, the neighborhood finally succeeded in bringing a Shop and Save supermarket to Center Avenue. Hill residents had access to healthy food once again. The RAND Corporation saw an opportunity. A before and after study of health and well-being in the Hill District, compared with demographically similar Homewood, could illuminate the impact of opening a supermarket in a food desert. The results? While health in Homewood did not get any better, Hill District residents saw improvements in a few metrics. Sugar intake went down, as did general caloric intake.
And one would think, well, this is because of the grocery store.
Tamara Dubowitz is a researcher at RAND.
But when we looked at the role of the grocery store and the residents in the Hill District who went to the grocery store and residents who didn't go to the grocery store, there was actually no change in their diet.
This was puzzling, so Dubowitz started working on a new study slated to be published in the Annals of Epidemiology Journal in November. So far, the data show that since the Shop and Save opened, Hill residents are not just more satisfied with their neighborhood, there's evidence that some markers of socioeconomic status and well-being are improving. So what else could be happening?
Prior to the full-service grocery store, there were a bunch of changes in the Hill District. There was a new library, there was a new YMCA, and right now there's a lot of housing development that's going on. And even though it might not seem like this is directly related to diet, we think that it might be.
Turns out, access to apples and broccoli isn't enough. The RAND data suggests that neighborhood investments are linked to higher quality of life.
You can't understand diet without understanding transportation, and you can't understand diet without understanding access to education or housing or the infrastructure of your community.
One key investment to the neighborhood was the Thelma Lovett YMCA. It opened in 2012 on Center Avenue. It's an expansive facility. It has a pool, a basketball court, and cardio and strength equipment. They have a couple thousand members, many from the Hill District. Executive Director Aaron Gibson sees the Y and the supermarket as just a start.
I think that you have to let investors and developers in to start investing in this corridor. This is a major, major artery. And it really saddens me that there isn't a whole lot of storefronts that you would have like there's down on Butler Street or like in Bloomfield.
Any comparison to Lawrenceville, of course, raises fears of gentrification. Here's Lavette Wagner again.
When we go to meetings and as soon as they mention that word gentrification, everybody's like, oh, I mean, they're really up in arms. And you know, you've got several people in the community who uses that word to scare people. And you got several people who use that word to tell people this is what's coming, it's good.
Finding a balance between encouraging growth and maintaining affordability for current residents is a tricky one. According to the RAND data, very few people in the study moved out of the Hill between 2011 and 2014, and the data don't point to those moves happening because they were priced out. For her part, Wagner feels positive about the changes.
Everything is for the good now, and I'm hoping a lot of residents will see that and not see it as something bad or, you know, you're trying to take away from us, but just to see it as something that we really need. We want to heal, to thrive. We want to see it up and coming. We want to see new development.
In many ways, it would be a return to what the Hill District once was. I'm Kathleen Davis, 90.5 WESA News.
The Rand Corporation is a financial sponsor of WESA.